What is going on, everybody? We are back for episode 5 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. It's hard to believe we're already 5 deep, but there have been a lot of great stories to be told. We actually still have a lot of people going back to the first couple episodes, which is crazy to think. So it's nice to see everyone is enjoying the podcast, and we really strive to keep delivering great content for you guys moving forward. We're fresh off the Halloween special. We recently had many of our schools celebrate Halloween, and with that wrapping up, we are now on to the month of November. In today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the annual Thanks for Giving food drive, United Way, and of course, we'll check in on how our sports teams are looking over at Foreign and Law. Stick around for another great episode coming your way. Tuesday, November 8th is Election Day. There will be no school on that day for students. For more information on where to vote, who's running, and what offices are up for election this year, check out the Milford Registrars of Voters webpage. The first Sunday of the month is approaching, which means it's that time of the year again to set the clocks back, make sure to get that extra hour of sleep, and start preparing for it to get darker out earlier. Winter is coming. November being here also means Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and the Milford Public Schools have already begun participating in the 18th annual Thanks for Giving food drive, running until November 11th. Shout out to the scouting community of Milford for organizing this two-week event. All students and staff members are invited to donate a canned or shelf-stable food item for your school's collection box. If you aren't able to donate to one of the collection boxes, the Scouts will be sleeping out at Wasson Field right over by Parsons from November 11th to November 13th. They'll still be accepting food there. You really can't miss it. All you have to do is just show up and you'll see them. The Scouts also make sure to check on all the cans' expiration dates to make sure they're good, and then they organize the food. The Milford Public Schools donations represent a third of all donations throughout the community. The food collected by the Scouts represent over 300 gift baskets every season, and they go to local families who can use the food during this time of year. It's an amazing thing when you have an event that brings people together, and it really strengthens our community overall. This food drive is a great way to help out others for the upcoming holiday season. Parsons Perks is supporting the Scouts for this event, and we hope that you can make a donation as well. Once again, this will be going on until November 11th, and then you can donate at Wasson until the 13th. We're going to shift over to sports now. Stick around and see how our teams over at Law and Foreign have fared since we last checked in. Foreign's football team continues to roll with a 7-0 record now after catching huge wins against Plainville and Bassac. It's turning out to look like a pretty historically good year for the Lions. This is their first season with 7 wins since 2016, and they'll look to reach 8 for the first time since 2013. Foreign will play 2 more games before they meet with Law on Thanksgiving, with tests coming up against Guilford and Amity. I think it'll be very interesting to see how Foreign looks against Guilford, who handed Jonathan Law their first loss of the season, but the Lawmen bounced back very nicely, beating Stratford 55-26 to improve to a stellar 6-1 in the year. They will face Sheehan and East Haven before they get ready for the Thanksgiving game. Foreign and Law's boys and girls soccer teams have both completed their regular seasons. Last time we checked in on them, Foreign took the win on both the girls and boys' side. This time around, Foreign's girls team picked up the win again to steal the crosstown bragging rights, but the boys tied in their second meeting. Foreign and Law just wrapped up their cross-country seasons with the Class M championship meet. Liam Fettigan took second in the race and finishes his high school career with back-to-back all-state seasons. As one senior Milford runner goes, another star emerges as freshman Joseph Meade continues to look terrific. Out of 135 runners, Meade took 34th in the race, and I'll say it again, this kid is only a freshman. He was the second highest ninth grader to finish the race. The future is looking very bright for him already. Foreign's girls team also showed up at States, finishing in 7th out of 18 schools. They finished up a very respectable season for themselves as well. But while cross country may be coming to an end for the year, the foot never comes off the gas. A lot of these runners will look to translate it over to the indoor track for the winter. That's all we have for today in sports. Stay tuned for more information on United Way coming up next. United Way is now in full swing, and if you aren't familiar with it, we're going to walk through everything you need to know. United Way is a publicly funded organization that's been giving back to the Milford community for over 50 years. They support roughly 20 different local agencies, helping to strengthen families, nurture children, and meet critical needs. District-wide funding efforts include contributions from Milford residents, business owners, and even school events raising money as well. Donations go a long way in helping assist with natural disasters, youth-based programs, and this year there will be a big emphasis on food insecurity. Efforts are being redirected towards making sure people don't go hungry, and that's a really great thing to see with the holidays approaching and the new year being right around the corner as well. United Way has been collecting donations since October 25th and will be accepting them all the way through the month of November. Superintendent Dr. Anna Kutaya was able to speak with Executive Director Barry Berman to comment further. Let's hear from them.
Hi, everyone. I'm Anna Kutaya, Superintendent of Milford Public Schools, and I am here today with my friend and colleague, Barry Berman, Executive Director of the Milford United Way. Aren't we so fortunate to be in Milford?
We have 17 miles of beautiful beaches and, without a doubt, wonderful schools. Here in Milford, we have a wider variety of top-shelf amenities for all of us to use, such as the new children's department over at the Milford Public Library. And we enjoy a wide variety of activities supporting our city's residents, both young and old alike.
You know, we are so fortunate to be in Milford.
But Anna, there's another part of Milford.
There is.
We have our friends, our neighbors, our family. Some of them are suffering greatly.
Yeah.
They are can't put nutritious food on their tables.
Right.
And some are actually taking their rent money to buy food, and they can't afford rent.
Right.
Some can't pay their mortgages. Some are homeless. And it's obviously that mental health really impacts these people as well. They need mental health support as well. This may be hard to believe, but the Bethel Center provided 33,000 meals just in 2021 alone. We must be providing funds towards its effort this year through the United Way. And to help combat food insecurity across our city, we continue to support the meal program here at Good Child Development Center with funding for wholesome, nutritious meals to ensure no one goes hungry. And for those who need a strong, safe environment to stay while their caretakers are able to receive the respite time that they need, we provide support and funding to the Milford Senior Center Aarons Program. It's no secret that stresses of our post-pandemic environment have led to an increased need in mental health services. And Bridges Healthcare is there to help, and we're there to help them. And we need to eliminate the stigma that still hovers over mental health. Our Milford United Way supports the Boys and Girls Club, the Woodruff Family YMCA, the Milford Prevention Council, Kids Count, and so many more. And this year, we're reaching out to expand that list to even more Milford organizations that do great work to help our neighbors, but we can only do it with your help.
So you've just seen a few examples of some of the 20-plus agencies supported by the Milford United Way, helping keep Milford healthy and strong.
For more information about the United Way of Milford and how you can help, go to unitedwayofmilford.org. That's all the time we have for today. If you haven't been able to check out some of the previous episodes, feel free to tune into those as well for more similar content. Next week is our Thanksgiving and Veterans Day episode. It's going to be a good one. I'm really looking forward to working on that. Thank you for tuning in once again, and make sure to come back next time for our most prevailing stories to date. Thank you.